your say. 1300 872 911. Macca's Talking Cans. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846 4CA.
Now, in Saturday's Ken, I suppose there's a story that might have slipped through to the keeper, and there's some important decisions having been taken by the council, I presume last Wednesday at the meeting. Now, this is what Kate Stevenson wrote Saturday. Dog owners who repeatedly allow their dogs to wander or have their pets off-lead in on-lead areas will have their fines doubled. Under proposed changes being considered by the Cairns Council. Now, the Council's proposed changes to 12 of 14 existing local laws and plans to add another in its first major review since 2015. Now, key proposed changes include an overhaul of the temporary entertainment events law. That's not very interesting, people, I don't think, simplifying the process for holding events. Other important proposed changes include prohibiting mechanical works on roads and nature strips. And we'll get an explanation of this one in just a moment. Making it easier for council to remove unregistered vehicles that are causing a nuisance. Sometimes they just left it to rot virtually, but we'll find out more about that one too. This is interesting. Banning feeding wildlife in council parks and reserves. I don't know what that's about. Allowing cultural fires and fires for commercial filming or photography through a permit. No, that's not very interesting. Increasing the number of pest species the council can manage to protect the environment. Now, the council has not suggested changes to an existing dog ban within a designated area of the CBD. So the status quo remains, including the Esplanade Lagoon and waterfront. However, proposed changes will see the process of designating and advertising animal prohibition areas streamlined. We'll find out about that one in a minute too. Look, that'll do us for the moment. That's a mouthful. Take a deep breath is Councillor Brett Olds, the Division 9 Councillor. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, mate. How you doing?
I'm glad you always say yes, because you know you're in for it. There's a hell of a lot of changes coming up here. I think it was 12 of the 14 existing local laws, etc. Look, fundamentally, when you walked at a meeting last week, which one do you think was the most important, or one of the most important anyway?
Well, funnily enough, we've all got our own favourites, I guess. But I like the not feeding wildlife, like on public strips. There's a lady on Eddie Street in Clifton Beach who's probably shuddering right now because I've had so many complaints over the years. All the bin chickens and cockatoos and everything else she feeds them on the front of her driveway. And I think finally we can put a stop to that. It's not good for the birds, you know, to feed them all the time on that. So that one kind of struck a chord with me. The dog one. Obviously, you know what our two biggest complaints in council are every single year?
Yeah.
It's dogs and trees. And I think 80% of our complaints every year combined is dogs and trees. So what we've done is, and we're only putting these out to consultation so people can have their say until September 13th, I believe it is.
Yeah.
They can email locallawsreview@cairns.qld.gov.au, or they can just simply go into one of their local libraries or to the Spence Street office and get more information, and they can dig deeper into it. So, you know, because I can rush it today, but they can take their time, look through what the changes are. But mainly, it's simply just to streamline a lot of stuff too. Like, based on a lot of the complaints and feedback we get, and we've had huge issues with dogs, as you know.
Yeah.
Like, Kathy Zyger and myself, we fought for years with a couple of the other councillors to get the Paw Patrol version 1 failed, and then we've got the security patrols out there again. They're doing a great job at the moment, actually. And it's because they're not just out there giving warnings and stuff. They've actually got a stick. We try and use the carrot, the carrot and the stick philosophy. We try and use the carrot as much as we can. And we've had so many educational programs for years and years. And there's just a group of people out there that just refuse to do the right thing.
Exactly.
And so doubling the dog fines from 256, I guess it goes up to 556, or 553, or whatever it's going to be.
Yeah.
I'm not too good with the math this morning. But that's one, it's a bit of a stick there. But the state government has a bill in front of it right now. Because with a lot of things, as you know, council, we're kind of hamstrung because we're a child of the state and they come in over the top of us. And there's some things we can't do because for years I've been scratching my head. Why can't we, when a dog either bites a kid or when it kills another dog, why does that for vet owner, like George here on Beaver Street, that was the last one that happened in the paper. He had to spend $1,500 in vet fees and his dog ended up dying.
Yes.
And the perpetrator, because it's not the dog's fault, it's the owner's fault, the perpetrator, he didn't have to pay anything to get a $253 fine or whatever it was.
God.
But the state are looking at changing laws, which is a good thing. which is going to make it a lot harsher on if your dog does the wrong thing and kills another dog or bites a kid or bites a human, there are going to be way bigger fines and you will be responsible for some of the vet bills and all that kind of stuff. So I think we're going half a step in the right direction. I think the state are going to come over the top and I think it's going to be a great outcome because enough with the carrot with these bad dog owners. And they're a small percentage of the dog owners are doing the wrong thing, but they ruin it for the bunch, you know. So I think that's a good move in the right direction. There's a couple other laws in there, like in caravan parks. Since day one, you've technically not been supposed to stay in caravan parks more than 12 weeks, but there's been no local law about it. So we're adding in local law about that. Not that we're going to kick everyone out in 12 weeks, because some caravan parks might like having people there for years and years. But it gives council the ability, if there's a problem tenant in a caravan park that's been there more than 12 weeks, caravan park owners can contact council and we can go in and deal with it then. So that's just wrapping up, you know, a loose end, I guess. That's what mainly is. It's trying to streamline things. Like, people weren't allowed to have, we're not allowed to have fires on council land, which has always been the rule, but having a blanket rule like that, every now and then you've got film companies come up here and they want to do a fire for their movie. Yeah. Or you've got a smoking ceremony where the traditional owners want to have a welcome to country with a smoking ceremony and they were caught up in that, so they couldn't do it. But now there's a way they can apply for a permit and you can have it for your movie or have it for your smoking ceremony. So some of them were just common sense things. But like I said, they're not laws yet. Have your say on it, guys. Go into your local library, go to Spence Street, or email one of your councils and we can direct you in the right direction and get your all the information, see if you agree with them or not, and give your feedback. And then even if it's all accepted, it probably won't come until next July anyway. You know, everything takes time.
No changes to the barking dogs regulations?
No. There's been a couple ones that we've done over the last couple of years anyway. So I think you used to have to fill out a barking packet and you had to do all this, that and the other, and then officers would go out to a neighbour and they'd check with all the neighbours to see if the dog's barking, whereas our officers have more power to go out now and you don't need to get like five different people complaining.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, if a dog's barking and everything else, it's really hard for the officers. They're not going to go in and grab your dog and remove it or shoot your dog over the fence. It really is trying to just work with that owner and say, hey, look, your neighbours are really unhappy. What can we do? Can you put a radio on out the back? Can you do this? And try and work with the owner. We're really limited what we can do there. So when you've got a barking dog as a neighbour, it's you're between a rock and a hard place, and so are the council. So.
Now, prohibiting mechanical works on roads and nature strips. What's that about?
Yeah, so in there's a few suburbs, I guess Bungalow and Portsmouth come to mind, where you might have some businesses that have repair shops, either panel beating shops or, you know, this and that, and they might have the yard might be full, and so they'll leave some other cars on the street that can't actually be driven because they're waiting to get repaired.
Yep.
And then you'll find there'll be one or two, again, a couple bad eggs. Not everyone does it. But they'll go and start doing the repairs in the street and they'll just stay there and look awful for ages.
Oh, okay.
So that law is so we can, again, tie up a loose end and be like, hey, no, you can't leave that car there for that long. Get it on your yard or put it somewhere else. So because there are a few people doing the wrong thing, and so that law's in there to try and fix up that. So that's not a Division 9 thing. That's a Division 5 thing. So that's their headache. So that's why that wasn't my favourite rule. The ones with the feeding animals and dogs, I get those issues out here. Yeah.
Let's go to one about special designated areas for dogs, CBD, including Esplanade Lagoon and Waterfront. No specific changes there or some small changes. What's the deal there?
No. See, a lot of people don't realise dogs are prohibited in certain areas in the CBD. They just think it's like middle of London. You can take your dog everywhere, take it to the pub, take it here. But we actually have exclusion zones in the CBD. And so that's not being changed at all, but maybe we'll try and get the word out, raise awareness. You know, you can't have your dog in the lagoon with you. We had a lady a few years ago take her dog to, this is a true story, take her dog to the Smithfield swimming pool, and she jumped in the pool, and then she got her dog jumped in the pool, started trying to do laps with her dog. And I'm like, what the? You know, council had to get involved. And she's like, oh, it's my, it's true. And she's like, it's my, not guide dog, it's her, some kind of help dog or something, but what the dog was helping her with had nothing to do with aqua jobs or swimming. It was ridiculous. People complaining, what the hell is a dog doing in the pool? And, you know,
oh, that's funny. Who won, by the way? Really, who won the lap?
The council, who won the lap? I think the dog won because she was pretty slow. But the council got involved and kicked her out, and then I became the worst person in the world. She still tells people what a prick Councillor Olds is. And I'm like, I didn't even have anything to do with it. You can't take your dog in the pool, darling.
Oh, this is bizarre. Look, it's going to be interesting around the CBD because I don't know, but there's no short way you can tell us exactly where you can and where you can't take a dog, is there?
No, go online. Go to www.cairns.qld.gov.au or go into your library, I'm telling you, your listeners, or go in and ask, and they'll show you exactly where it is. Because if I start, I'll probably get it wrong too, but if I start telling you where you can and can't, I don't want to give you false information. It can easily be found, and then I can't get called bad names again like that lady with it all.
By the way, I've got to ask you this one. Kawarra Beach Roundabout. Have you seen that car that's been there for a week or so? What's going on with that?
I took a photo of it today. A lot of people say, oh, councillors, get it off there. It's a state highway. Main roads, they've got to remove it. So I've actually took a photo this morning, and I'm going to send it to Craig Crawford and say, mate, this has been here for 2 weeks now. Can you please remove the car? It's a terrible look. We've got tourists everywhere right now, and there's a big upside-down gold car sitting in the middle of Kawarra Beach Roundabout. I'm like, if it's on a council road, we can get Barron River Towing to go out and tow it. Sometimes there's some headaches. I've been told by Main Roads before that if it's owned by someone, then it's up to their insurance company. But obviously this person, either it's a stolen car or they haven't got insurance, we just need to get it towed and get it out of there.
Looks dreadful.
I think 77% of all the people that fly into Cairns turn right and head north, and that's not a very good advertisement for our beautiful region.
It's terrible, mate.
I've taken a photo. I'm going to get on to Craig Crawford on that one. It's not his fault personally, but he's got more access to the Main Roads guys than I do. We'll see what we can do, mate.
Excellent update. Good on you, Brett. Thank you.
Have a good one.
That's Councillor Brett Olds. He's the Division 9 Cairns Councillor.